Hello, Sunshines, and welcome to a new episode of Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. My name is Chanel. I am your host and your spiritual tour guide on this beautiful journey that we call life. This week, I was really guided to share some energy work with you, and I haven't done that in a long time, and I'm thinking I should do that more often. Let me know if that's something that you would like to see a little bit more. There is a lot of big energy right now. I feel like, not that I talk about politics, but I think politically there's a lot going on that feels really heavy for people. I am Canadian, but the wildfires in LA are breaking my heart. There is so many displaced people and animals and wildlife and so much destruction. And of course, as a military mama, I'm always a little fearful of where my son might be deployed to help. Not that I would complain, because it would be beautiful, but at the same time, it just worries this mama's heart. And then just the new energy that we've stepped into has been really challenging for so many people. It is an energy where we are really focused on the inward stuff, and that can be really challenging. Self-love, self-validation, stopping looking for it outside of ourselves. Also, this piece that's been coming up over the last few days is this, talking to our younger version, 5-year-old, 8-year-old, kind of in that range, where we are acknowledging what we experienced at that age and what we thought shaped our world and the reality of what we have created, and released so many of those belief systems that we were shown at that age. It is about loving that little person, even though they didn't feel comfortable in their own skin or felt unloved or abandoned or, trying to just keep them in the box unseen. There is a lot of healing that is happening right now. So let's do a little healing work today. Of course, if you are just listening to this as you are doing your day to day, or you're walking or driving, just listen. That's all you really need to do. But if you have the opportunity to just sit and be still and really take it in, please do. It will amplify that energy and just give you a little bit more. But remember, you can always listen to this more than once as well. That is always an option to dive into that energy a little bit deeper. So let's start by channeling our energy towards the heart center. Bringing our attention inward. Bringing our attention to ourselves, to our physical being, and our energetic being. Allowing ourselves just to calm the body. You may imagine it like a wave of honey, this soft, warm, thick, golden goo pouring over the top of a head, and just as it comes over the body, it's so relaxing and calm. It's like it pulls away anything that was frazzling us, stressing us, worrying us. Just washes away. The golden light gladly takes the heaviness and anything that is weighing us down in this moment, is releasing it and letting it go. Take a deep breath. Hold it at the top. And breathe it out the soles of your feet. Releasing it and letting it go. Big breath in. Hold it at the top. Exhale. Let it go out the soles of the feet and the fingertips. Let it out the ears. Let it all go. One more time. Big breath in. Hold it at the top. Hold it so long. It feels like everything is exploding inside. And then let it go. Feel calm rush in. Body is relaxed. Body is calm. Feel the natural rhythm of the breath now. Attention at the heart center. Here in this heart center, let's just hold a little energy for anyone who needs some healing today. Anybody out in the whole world that might need a little love and attention. And may need to feel secure and safe. Here in this heart center, we send our love and our blessings out to all that need them in this moment. These souls deep in our heart, praying for them during these times of turmoil, whatever it is that is in your sphere, whatever you need a little healing for in this moment, we hold you here. We hold you in our hearts. And feel this energy pull down into the solar plexus. This is the energy center that's just above the navel. It glows golden yellow. This is the energy center of self. This is where we hold our authenticity. It is also maybe where you may find that younger version of yourself that is looking to you now with admiration and proud of all you have accomplished. Hold your energy here in this glowing center and just be present with whatever comes up for you. We're not leaning into any feelings or emotions. We're simply witnessing and releasing. A memory comes up, say thank you. Thank you for this awareness, and I am grateful for that it shares. Then release it and let it go. If a feeling comes up, say thank you. I am grateful for what you are allowing me to have awareness of in this moment. Acknowledgement and let it go. You may feel expansion, pressure. This is just the body fighting to release. It is you wanting to hold on to memories instead of acknowledgement, gratitude. Doesn't mean that we won't take time to honor each one, but not in this moment. In this moment, we're just giving thanks and releasing. Honoring the pressure. Honoring discomfort. Present in each, open and ready to release. Beautiful. Now feel that energy move down through the legs to the soles of the feet. Gaia is welcoming you to connect. It's almost like we plug in with our roots, letting them grow deep down into the earth, knowing we may retract them to move at any time, but in moments where we need to feel safe and secure, where we need to feel stability and strength, we may bury our roots deep, deep into Mother Earth. Through this connection, she shares the energy that is shifting. There is a crystallization that is happening in the body. Not physically, but energetically. This is allowing us to hold more frequency, more capacity, more energy. Crystals are so strong and fierce. They hold so much for us, with us, about us. You may even be shown a picture of the beautiful crystals that reside within you. Just acknowledge them. Gaze upon their beauty. Give thanks for all that they are here to do for us today. Gaia reminds us that we may plug into her energy whenever it is needed. Whether you need to release and let go, or recharge and amplify, she is always here and willing to help. All you need to do is ask for it. She willingly will take on any negativity, debris, heaviness, stress, or worry. She knows exactly what to do with it to turn it back into love and send it back out into the universe. She is strong and wise, filled with ancient wisdoms of lifetimes many times before. Of all that has been and all that will be, she holds the wisdom deep. She is a guardian, a protector. She is the mother that nurtures and loves. Stay with this energy. Take the time you need to let go and release. Slowly coming back as you need to. Holding space. Holding awareness. Holding frequency. Your breath, whatever it brings here for you. Taking a moment hold space for those who need healing today, but also for taking space to hold for you, to allow yourself to feel and experience, to have wisdom, to have awareness. Healing begins in the awareness that we hold. It is from this place of awareness that we see the things that need to change, the choices that we have to shift our physicality, our emotions, our spirituality, our mindset. You have the choice to change. So whatever came up for you today, you have the option to ignore and let go, or you have the option to sit with your journal or your thoughts and just process for a moment, to have awareness of what came up and what you want to change, and maybe even an idea of what you're going to do so. Know that there is no plan necessary, that the universe will show you the way if you just stay present to it. Again, thank you. Thank you for being here with me today and sharing some energy. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. From my heart and soul to yours. Until the next time. Bye now.